We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It is good to be with you on this Monday afternoon.
You talking about me or the song? Or the audience?
Talking to all the above.
To the people. People driving around their cars.
By the way, Shohei Ohtani has officially spoken to the media.
No questions, and right?
What did he
Didn't
say?
Didn't take any questions?
Well, I can play it for you. Of course, he speaks and then his interpreter mm-hmm. speaks because he speaks Japanese.
Okay.
僕自身は、何かにかけたりとか、誰かに代わって、そのスポーツイベントにかけたりとか、それをまた頼んだり、っていうことはないですし、僕の口座からブックメーカーに対して、誰かに送金を依頼したことももちろん全く、ありません。
I didn't understand a word.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf, and I have never went through a bookmaker.To bet on sports.
まあ本当に数日前まで、彼が、そういうことをしていたっていうのも、全く知りませんでした。
Up until a couple days ago, I didn't know that this was happening.
Okay.
結論から言うと、彼が僕の、口座からお金を、盗んで、なおかつ、みんな僕の周りもそうですね。みんなに。嘘をついていたっていうのが、結論から言うとそういうことになります。
Just to kind of just go over the result, in conclusion, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies.
Wow. Just threw him right under the bus.
Just threw him right under.
Wow.
Okay.
Very, very obviously just short to the point statements written by his attorney.
Yep.
I need to protect a $700 million contract.
Very believable there, Shohei.
Man, I'm not saying he's guilty of anything, but how do you not know? You are sending your best friend checks that total $500,000 to cover his gambling debts, and then you're going to say he stole it from you?
This is ugly. As a baseball fan, this sucks.
Major League Baseball is reeling right now.
Yeah.
By the way, this just in. Thank you, Bobby, for sharing this.
Yep.
Homeland Security agents today have raided the Holmby Hills mansion associated with rap mogul Sean P. Diddy Combs and his production company. Wait. It gets worse. The exact reason for the raid was unclear, but Combs has recently been associated with legal troubles that include lawsuits over alleged sexual assaults and sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Homeland Security agents were conducting their operations at address, who cares, a wealthy Los Angeles enclave known as a home for celebrities and the Playboy Mansion. The address is associated with Combs' Bad Boy Films production company. Agents were seen detaining two men who were identified as Diddy's sons. The two sons were not under arrest, but were being detained outside as agents searched the property.
Do you know how this kind of came about?
I have no idea.
So you know the comedian Cat Williams?
Yeah, sure.
He was on Shannon Sharpe's podcast. Shannon Sharpe, the old NFL tight end.
Yeah.
And Cat Williams was on the show basically just when he's been talking publicly for a long time about people that he thinks have been in these weird cult-like situations in Hollywood. And Cat Williams basically just laid it out on the line and said, these are the people that are like the worst of Hollywood. And he dropped
a lot of weird allegations about P. Diddy.
And he dropped some stuff about Diddy, and that kind of snowballed what's going on. Now you've got friggin' Homeland Security raiding his house. Like,
sex trafficking?
Yeah, evidence might be pretty substantial if Homeland Security's coming into your house.
They already raided his Miami home.
Yeah.
That happened under the radar. Now, granted, it's not like they send out a press release.
Well, what do you mean it happened under the radar? When did it happen?
It already happened. I don't know when it happened.
Okay.
Huh. Yikes. Yikes, yikes.
The dude has got to be worth tens of millions of dollars.
Oh, more than probably hundreds.
Why?
But that's probably why he's...
Not to even remotely justify that sort of lifestyle of trafficking girls for sex, but you're worth millions and millions of dollars. What do you need, friend?
I mean, I don't want to dig deep into any of the allegations mm-hmm. because none of them are my allegations. So I can't really speak to what may or may not have gone on inside studios that were run by P. Diddy, but I will say that I have watched many a video on Reels, actually, about
on Facebook,
up and coming like artists who, yeah, were helped out a lot by P. Diddy in their musical career,
mm-hmm.
But some other stuff may have gone on behind the scenes.
P. Diddy, by the way, is worth, according to Forbes, $1
billion. Yeah.
$1 billion. Why settle for a billion when you can have a million? $1 billion.
Like, this is stuff out of, like, fiction books. The stuff that's...
What is wrong with people, yikes. Allegedly?
Allegedly, yep.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Are you reading about it?
Yes. Yeah. The more I read, the more sick I get to my stomach.
It's gnarly. It's bad.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, that just happened, I think, in the last hour or two.
Yeah, it was the story I just read was from ABC7. It was from 45 minutes ago. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Okay. From the text line, Sam, I love listening to your songs on Spotify. How do I keep from having to start over at Wham every time?
That is the Dana and Parks Rejoin playlist they are referencing. The first song is indeed Wham. I don't know why it was the first song I added, but it was. Shuffle is how you avoid starting with Wham.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
What you got?
Story here from the New York Post. Sweet dreams, sweet enough to eat. Eating dark chocolate an hour before bed actually can help you sleep better, according to experts at Bed Kingdom.
Let's go.
According to them, and I quote, eating dark chocolate in moderation at least an hour before bed can result in a more productive night's sleep.
In moderation, are we talking one or two pieces or the whole bar?
Oh, God. It better be more, because that's... I'm going to need to justify some things.
Not enough.
I'm not going to lie. I think I may have overdosed on melatonin last night.
We popping 40 again?
Oh, man.
We dropped 40 milligrams last night.
Oh, my.
Sam, I couldn't help myself.
You're here with Among the Living, so... Did you get a good night's sleep? That's the first question.
No!
What?
She snores like a bear. I dropped two before I went to bed last night. These are 10 milligrams.
Yep.
So 20. My doctor would tell me no more than 10.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to... The woman weighs 120 pounds. It's criminal.
Well, you know, there are things that can mediate.
Like me
dark
moving
chocolate.
To a different room. Bedroom. Dark chocolate.
So it's 3 o'clock in the morning. All I'm hearing is. I'm like, how in the hell do I weigh 200 pounds and I don't snore? You weigh 120 and you are literally peeling paint off the wall.
Is this every night or is this maybe allergy season? And so it's accentuate it?
Once every 4 nights.
One? That's awfully specific.
So I lean over. I grab two more melatonin. And I'm like, I'm going to knock myself out.
At 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... You're doubling your dose in the middle of the night. Yeah, that's risky business.
Did I do something wrong?
Well, I mean, you're going to just wake up extra groggy. What time did you take the first two?
9.
Yeah. How'd you feel when you woke up?
At 3 or at 6?
6.
I'm not going to lie to you, Bobby. I laid in bed till 8. Then I went to the gym.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Good for you. Didn't thank slow you. You down. I'm glad that I can justify eating some chocolate before bed because so I do every night.
I will say this. And
every
night?
Oh, yeah, you're ice cream
addiction. I'm the sweets guy, yeah. And I did take a picture of that article and I sent it to Allison. And she said, this is my new favorite.
Now, Allison is your significant other.
Correct, yep. My
your fiance?
My future wife, yeah. She said, this is my new favorite document. Justifying the chocolate before bed.
So, we're not doctors on the show.
But I play one.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
But you mentioned something about trazodone.
Trazodone. Yeah.
I will be, when I go in for my annual physical, I will be talking to my doctor about trazodone.
Good.
It's trazodone, but yeah.
Yeah, trazodone.
Seriously?
With an A. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what trazodone is. You don't want to get the wrong thing.
Doc, sign me up for the trazodone.
I want some Zentrax, Doc. I wear gray sweatpants.
I want Zentrax.
That day we were talking about that stuff. That was a hot topic. I had a lot of people on my socials that wanted to talk about sleep aids.
And we do not give medical advice on the show.
No.
Let's be clear.
But I find that story odd because every time I eat chocolate, and I'm a strictly dark chocolate guy, before I go to bed, I have the weirdest dreams.
Ooh, but does it help you sleep deeper?
I was going to say, is that driven by
the
deeper sleep?
You're like in the deep REM cycle?
I surely wake up feeling more stressed out, but I have no idea.
And those are just the side effects they tell you about.
Oh, gosh.
I get sweats, my bones are cold, my teeth are loose, my heart gets really, really hot. I could read minds. And sometimes I wake up driving a stolen car. But my erections are fantastic. When I wear gray sweatpants, people cross the street, which is fine. Zentrex gave me my life back. Hail Satan.
Sam, who are you dropping here, bro?
The Whispers.
Wow, little rock steady group.
It's groovy.
I like them.
I like that a lot.
Deep track.
That is a deep track. A story here from Money Geek. Every state handles taxes a little differently, and which state you live in can have a significant impact on your wallet. While citizens have long since considered the cost of living and taxes when determining where to move, the debate has only intensified with the rise of remote work and the idea that you're not necessarily tied to the same location as your employer. So what they're saying is that Americans are moving to more tax-friendly states. It would surprise you, the most tax-friendly state. It is not Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It is not Texas, despite what you've heard. Nevada.
Yep.
Is the most tax-friendly state. Illinois is the least tax-friendly state.
Interesting. My first guess would have been Florida.
Missouri is number 9.
That's pretty good.
You guys get a B over there. Where is
Kansas? Probably middle of the pack.
Ooh, Kansas gets a D.
Kansas gets 11th worst.
Oof.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like I'm moving to Missouri.
Now, you never know what they take in on these studies. I didn't really look into the methodology behind it. Mm-hmm. But.
Well, I think what it is ultimately is how much you pay in
income tax.
It's taxed as a percentage of your income.
Yeah,
that's what they looked at.
If you look at Nevada or Florida, obviously there's
and
no
so
income tax.
Tax as far as a percentage of your income, Nevada is 3.1%, North Dakota 3.3%, Wyoming 3.3%, Florida, by the way, which everybody brags about, is 4.1%. Texas must be somewhere in the middle here, even though they don't have a state income tax. They do have, obviously, a state sales tax.
They must tax on pretty heavily on some other things,
on
though.
On property. Yeah, property and stuff like that. But Kansas is 11th worst at 9.9%, the percentage of your income.
Yeah, I'd like to see the breakdown of
Nebraska's 10th. Iowa is third worst.
Really?
Iowa is third worst behind Illinois, New Jersey, then Iowa. Everybody talks about New York, right? And how everybody's fleeing New York. They're fleeing New York and going to Florida.
They are.
New York is fifth. Iowa is third.
Fifth best?
Fifth worst.
Oh. Yeah.
Nebraska is 10th worst. Kansas is 11th worst.
Interesting.
Would you move for taxes?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah. I mean, I want to be in Florida at some point.
Well, that's because you're a Miami Dolphins.
Well, that helps. But having no state income tax would certainly help.
But you have to pay other taxes.
Sure. I mean, I think whether I'm talking to my buddy Scott or a 12-year-old, paying taxes is a good thing. I think we have to have taxes for certain things.
It's, oh, sure.
It's over-leveraging them for things and overreaching where
yeah, now
you get
how
in trouble.
It's spent. Yeah, right. That's the concerning
yeah,
part.
Yeah, yeah. So paying taxes is a necessity that we should all be, you know, we should feel privileged to pay our certain amount, but
a certain amount.
Correct. That's why I said it.
Speaking of taxes, we're a week and a day away from a big
vote.
Yeah.
I thought you guys may have already spoken about that.
When we know we're up at the bottom of the hour. I had something come up with my tax. I can't believe I forgot to tell you guys this.
Let's go.
I'll get to it in a minute. I told you about Maya.
Did I already tell
you this?
Or what are we talking about?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Obviously, I didn't. When we get back, my federal taxes were rejected. Did I tell you that?
No, I don't. You didn't tell me.
Sam, have I told you this?
You have not.
Okay.
All right.
I'll tell you why when we get back in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So I filed my taxes about 2 weeks ago, federal taxes. And over the weekend, on Saturday, I get a call from Alita, the gal that from H&R Block who does my taxes. And she says, Scott, your federal taxes have been rejected. I've been going to her for over 20 years. Never once had a problem with my taxes. And I said, Alita, what's the problem? And she said, somebody else has claimed Maya.
Whoa.
My youngest daughter, who's 19 years old. And, you know, you can claim them up until
26 now or something.
I think
like
it's
that.
26 or yeah. At least until they're out of college. And she said, somebody else has claimed Maya. I go, what are you talking about? And I had literally the day I was in her office, I was on the phone with Shonda. And I said, who's claiming Maya this year, me or you? And she says, it's you. It's your year.
Oh, okay.
So I claim Maya. And so Alita calls me on Saturday afternoon. And so I said, let me try to figure out what's going on.
Sure.
I'll call you back. And so I called Shonda. And I said, hey, did you inadvertently claim Maya even though you told me that it was my year to claim Maya? She said, no.
So you guys alternate every year, basically?
Yeah. Cool. She gets her 1 year, I get her the next
year.
Gotcha. You know, it's a $500 deduction, whatever, or whatever it is. And so she goes, no, I did not claim Maya. And so I called Maya, and I said, hey, babe, you know I love you. Did you claim yourself? And she said, I did not. So I called back to H&R Block, And they said, well, then you're going to have to come in tomorrow. Alita told me this. She said, you're going to have to come in tomorrow, which was Sunday, yesterday, and pick up a hard copy return. And I'm going to write a letter for you to the IRS that Maya's identity has been stolen. Yes.
Whoa.
So that's how I spent my weekend, other than watching Nebraska and KU lose.
So there's no ending to this yet.
Well, we froze all of her credit reports, and we froze her accounts. And then you have to go to IRS.gov and get what's called an IP PIN.
Okay.
Which is, so like next year, when Shonda claims Maya, she inserts the IP PIN, and only the person with the IP PIN can claim Maya.
The minor.
So if somebody else tries to claim her, if they don't have the IP PIN, it doesn't go through.
But the IP PIN only happens when something has happened like this, correct? Right?
And I was like, oh my gosh, how easy is it for somebody to steal your identity? I mean, I've never had mine stolen, I don't think.
This is crazy.
But what would you do with the ID, check that, the personal ID of a 19-year-old kid?
Just get a tax deduction, I guess.
Clean slate to open credit cards.
Bingo.
Try to take out loans.
There it is.
Jeez, dude. Yeah, I've been telling myself for several years now, it's one of those things like when you prepare like living trusts, or like you always say, I'm going to do this. It's right. The one thing that we put off with, I'm going to write out the plan for my own funeral so that way nobody has to think about what to do. They just follow the playbook. I've been saying to myself for years, I need to get some really, really good credit monitoring or service where I can basically get my identity taken care of or protected better. Because think about all the different things. I know you just said that you're not on Amazon Prime, which is shocking to me, right?
Well, I'm not, but the gal I'm seeing is.
Right. But you're one of like maybe a handful in the entire country that don't have a Prime account. So all of our information is everywhere on the internet. Think about all the things we've accessed with all of our bank account information, our personal information. And we just assume that, it's encrypted. It's going to be taken care of. But all of our stuff's floating out there.
Fair point.
And I mean, for maybe $20 or $30, we can pay a better price to protect it. But man, that's scary.
I mean, this is a 19-year-old girl.
Man.
She has no money.
Yeah, I think Sam's right. It's like the clean slate.
But you can open up a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a loan.
Yeah. Those companies.
You can claim her on your taxes. Yep.
Those companies like people without a lot of credit because essentially it's a clean slate, like you said.
Eric in Kansas City. Eric, what's up?
Hey, Eric.
I was going to mention that my ex ended up having his tax is stolen 1 year, and he hadn't filed in a couple of years. And it was a very decent amount of money that he ended up having stolen, but the IRS ended up coming back and giving him a check anyways for the same amount, but they basically paid it double. And apparently that happens a lot, where the IRS to pay it out to somebody else, and they're still basically on the hook because it's still fraud that they've allowed to happen. So,
in fairness to the IRS, I don't think they allowed this to happen. If anything, they stopped it from happening.
Yeah, I would agree. That's interesting. Did he say that they paid the guy back double? That doesn't sound much like the IRS that I know.
Certainly doesn't sound like the IRS I know.
They don't tend to help me out very much.
No, he said that the guy who stole his identity got paid out the money.
Yeah.
And then he went and said, no, I didn't get the money. The guy stole my identity. And the IRS essentially ended up paying out double because they then had to pay
paid
his
out
boyfriend.
Because they had to pay him the same thing correct. Back.
Okay.
All right. That makes more sense.
Wild.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Let's go to Lee in Oak Grove.
Hey, Lee.
Good evening, Bob, Scott.
Hey, buddy. What's
up? So a friend of mine last week, he works nights at the trucking company I work for, and he came in to go to work Wednesday night, and his badge at the gate didn't work. And so a few phone calls later and to corporate, and they're telling him his license, his commercial driver's license, had been surrendered in Florida. Yet he works in Kansas City. He worked the night before, So he spent all day the next day going to the DMV and trying to get records and all that. And he finally, on Friday, he finally got to come back to work because he finally got it all sorted out.
Someone had
stolen his identity in Florida.
Let me guess, your partner had never been in Florida.
No. Wow. No, nowhere close.
He's lucky that he said he got within a couple of days, he got it cleared up.
Yeah, it took a couple of days, but luckily, you know, he brought back to the company and showed that the Missouri Department of Motor Vehicles showed he had a valid Class A license.
Doesn't that seem a little odd, Scott, that somebody would do that just for somebody's CDL? Like, I wonder what else is going on.
Yeah, what else could you use it for? I've got a CDL.
Like interstate trafficking.
I can drive any truck I want. Yeah.
Well, your cargo could get crazy.
So, you know, when I got this call from the IRS, I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. And I didn't think too much about it until I went to H&R Block yesterday, and Alita was telling me, she goes, Maya's identity has been stolen. You have got to get on top of this now. And so we spent all afternoon yesterday, you know, trying to make sure that Maya's credit wasn't hurt, that her bank account was secured. It's just incredible.
I'm reading about your IP PIN. Yeah, the identity protection PIN from the IRS. Mm-hmm. 6-digit number that prevents someone else from filing a tax return using your social security number.
Yep. And so that's what we'll do next year is we'll get her an IP PIN.
Uh-huh.
And then Shonda, when she claims Maya next year, because I think you can claim kids up to 26 now, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds right.
And so next year, you know, Maya's only 19. So Shonda will write down her IP PIN. The IRS will cross-check that. Do you follow me?
I do.
And if anybody else tries to claim Maya and they don't have that IP PIN,
then they get flagged.
Then they're flagged. We're not.
Got it. Man, the IRS uses these pins for all different types of things. As a self-employed person, like I have pins to access the electronic prepayment of taxes for self-employed income earners. And, man, those pins, though, they sometimes don't always work.
Telephone number here is 913.
Well, I hope great. It works out for Maya.
That's fun. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Bobby Kerr, a.k.a. Bob Jovi, filling in today for Dana Wright. She's under the weather. We hope she's feeling better and back tomorrow. Sam Stevie III, my name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ. Sam, when does the love affair with New Edition stop?
Again, it's not a love affair.
Dude, it's so good.
I mean, it is good.
Wrong with my line.
So no, it good. All started because you gave me trouble for playing them twice in the same week. So I started sneaking them in once a show.
I'm not mad.
It's so
good. Takes me back to my youth. It's a great groove.
They really were.
A story here from the New York Post. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun will leave his post at the end of the year, and the company's chairman of the board will step down as well this spring as the aerospace company reels from increased scrutiny from regulators in the wake of near disasters, including a door blowout in mid-flight earlier this year. Have you seen the meme? It's a Boeing plane flying through the air.
Yeah.
And it just says, when one door closes, another door opens.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Another one I've seen is, if they're flying Boeing, I ain't going.
Oh, gosh. Are there any major planes that really aren't Boeing these days?
A lot of them are Boeing.
I mean.
Or Airbus.
Airbus is out of Germany, isn't it? Or the company, or the country that should never be named?
That I do not know.
Okay. The company's chairman, Larry Kellner, is stepping down from the board of directors in May, while Stan Deal, who is president and CEO of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, is resigning effective immediately. Steve Mollenkopf, former CEO of tech giant Qualcomm, will be Boeing's new board chairman.
Okay. Here's my thoughts, my question, right? We obviously have some type of systemic quality control issues with Boeing. Is it such a monopolistic industry and them making so many planes now? Like, what change can happen? And who's really going to enforce it? Are we going to stop flying because we might lose a little bit of trust in Boeing? Is it really going to move the needle that much?
No, I mean we're going to Cancun in 3 weeks.
Right, but are you going to not go because it's a Boeing plane?
No, I'm not.
So,
but I don't want to sit next to a door.
I agree.
If you don't mind.
When I flew last week, Allison and I went to Florida. It crossed my mind. I was like, well, all right, this is definitely a Boeing plane, and they've been in the news a lot lately. I hope we're going to make it. But it doesn't stop me from changing my flight.
Sorry, you made me. I choked.
And really, though, how much does this one little, the plug in the door? And
No.
The CEO, what is he going
to
do?
And here's what you have to remember. And I'm not minimizing what happened on that Boeing flight. Okay. And I don't even remember what airline it was. It might have been United or who cares. But it was a Boeing plane.
It's Alaska Airlines.
Alaska, that's right. And the door flew open, and let's be honest, people probably pooped their pants. I'm not minimizing that. But keep in mind, over the United States at any given day,
right,
there are 10,000 flights. 10,000 flights over the United States on any given day. This is a fraction of a fraction of a fraction. Now, in fairness, you don't want you to be on that fraction. And I can certainly understand that. And that would be awful. And I hate doing this, but I have to. We get in cars every single day. And I guarantee you, the percentage of car accidents has to be higher than airplane mishaps. And I would remind you that on this Alaska Airlines flight, no one died. Now, everybody pooped their pants. Everybody needed a rush to the bathroom when they were done. And I understand that. I get it. But I probably pooped my pants when I went through the windshield of a car, too.
I would imagine so.
Well, and the reality is that it's not Boeing's fault.
It's somebody, some quality control person who's supposed to be inspecting. Is that what you're saying?
A lot of it is later maintenance.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Boeing
has... You're saying the airline's fault, then.
Boeing has had its share of mishaps.
Well, if a ball joint in your vehicle, in your Kia Sportage, goes out 10 years after you buy it, did Kia cause that to happen and you wreck your car?
Now,
or did it was a wear and tear because it wasn't maintained? Or because you hit a pothole and it...
Fair point.
Happened to break, right? Now, we're not being Boeing apologists here.
But why would they all resign if they weren't at fault?
Because you have to. Right. You have to control.
The stock is down 25%.
Boeing's a big piece of the economy.
Mm-hmm. Something tells me he didn't walk into that board meeting and say, hey, guys, I was thinking about resigning today. If you know what I mean.
Think he was told
where
he was going.
Hey, man, I don't know if you've seen the numbers lately, but... You're not doing too hot.
Stock's down 25%.
You may want to positively transition your way out of here and give you a nice severance package.
Legarius Sneed is heading to the Tennessee Titans.
Yep.
The defending Super Bowl champions placed a one-year franchise tag on the 27-year-old earlier this offseason. But now Sneed's expected to sign a deal worth up to 4 years, $76 million with the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Chiefs will receive a third-round pick for next year, along with pick swaps in the seventh round in the 2024 NFL draft. This is according to Adam Schefter. Sneed will have to pass a physical before officially becoming one of the highest paid quarterbacks in NFL history.
Good for him.
Fourth round pick out of Louisiana Tech in 2020.
I think he was also one of the most penalized at his position.
I liked him. I'm sorry.
He's a really good guy.
Him go.
You should be. As a Chiefs fan, he's fan favorite.
Yeah, I liked him.
He, the day after they won, I think it was the day of the parade, he did with somebody else a meet and greet out at a restaurant in Blue Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a pop-up thing. And everybody went out there and he signed autographs and took photos. My buddy Shane was there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He's a really good guy.
Story here out of Atlanta. Alexis Jones' water bill is astronomical and she cannot afford to pay it. Jones rents the house that she lives in with her sister and two kids. They have been without water since last November after DeKalb County shut it off for non-payment. Atlanta News First reports that Jones and her family didn't use water. Rather, it was a ghost leak in the front yard that would not be fixed for nearly 2.5 years.
Ghost leak?
That's what they're calling it. The water usage was 896,000 gallons over a one-month period. How do you not notice that?
Yeah, why is my yard a sponge?
Well, that's the thing. Was it real? Did this actually, did that usage actually happen?
DeKalb County says the water usage was 896,000 gallons.
Yeah, they're saying that's what the meter said, but the that much moisture in the ground, the house is going to sink.
You're going to sink.
That's just crazy.
Her bill, by the way, $344,000.
Well, and that especially doesn't make sense in DeKalb County because we've heard from many rural residents that they have these smart meters that track everything that goes on. How did it not get tipped off that there was extra water usage?
Great point. Yep. Great point, Samuel. Bonus hour is next. Bobby Kerr, a.k.a. Bob Jovi.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Dear friend of mine. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you for coming in, especially on short notice. You're at Knuckleheads this Friday night with Bob Jovi, a week from Friday night with Soulshine.
Yep.
Can't wait to see you.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a lot of fun.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks for coming in. I love you, buddy.
Love you too, buddy.
I love you.
Thank you.
All right. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my name is Scott Parks. God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.